Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I could smash a large quite easily by myself.
You think you could eat the whole one?
A whole large?
In one go?
Yeah, I've done that loads of times.
A large to yourself?
A large pizza, that's not even a challenge.
Oh!
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you had to rebuy your mum's Mother's Day chocks because you accidentally opened them, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
I did have to rebuy my mum flowers because she left them at my house.
Oh!
So not chocks, but I did have to rebuy, yes, Mother's Day.
Fair
Hello.
Enough. Producer Paul, also here.
Hi. My son bought my wife matchmakers, both orange and mint flavour.
Do they happen to be your favourite too?
I mean, I do like them, but that's just a coincidence.
Okay, fine. Let's get our first update from Victoria.
I was still riding that sugar high and I still did not want anything sweet. I was all about the savoury last week, but I was having a really, really good week. Notice that is in past tense because when it got to Friday, it all went a bit wrong because when I was meal planning, I completely missed out Friday for whatever reason. So I just nipped down to Aldi and I just got some pizzas and I thought they will do. I would just shove them in the oven. It'll be fine. Only it wasn't fine because they both just dripped through the oven. It was a mess. Oh. So by this point, I was fuming that this had happened, which was probably my fault. So we ended up getting a takeaway pizza instead, which was amazing. Of course it was amazing, but I hadn't planned for it to be a takeaway pizza. So it all just went a bit wrong because we ate pizza and then we had like waffle fry chips, which were amazing. So yeah, it just started there. And then that was just the theme for the weekend. And then obviously being Mother's Day, my baby boy very kindly got me a box of limp balls, which we love. We ended up getting some cheesy chips last night as well, after I'd had dinner. See,
what?
Boys make you fat. It was his fault. He suggested it. But I have been trying to move more. Obviously, my March In For March is in full swing. I've not really mentioned it, but I'm doing all right. I'm not hitting 10,000 a day. I think I'm about 8,000 on average, and I'm feeling good for it.
Well, where to start?
I know, there's a lot to unpick there.
Where to start? Completely forgetting that you had to eat on a Friday.
I know, I'm usually really good with planning.
No, but not on a you're not good on a Friday, and I think it was your subconscious going,
maybe.
What's the point in fucking writing anything down? She's going to be shit anyway.
Maybe, I don't know, but I do tend to plan, because we've got a HelloFresh this week, and over the weekend we all tend to eat together as a family, so we have like an early dinner. But for some reason, I just completely forgot Friday, and there was nothing I could actually cook us.
Nothing you could do? You couldn't nip tomorrow's and just get yourself a healthy meal?
Not healthy. No. Gosh, no. But I wanted something that was quick and convenient and a little bit tasty. So I just got cheap and cheerful pizzas from Aldi, which was fine. But yeah, I don't know what happened. But they just dripped through the oven, you know, onto the bottom. So what was I to do? Order a pizza.
I mean, that's the only thing you could do because at that stage of the day,
I was hungry by
that point. Everything.
Ethan had gone to bed. He was down. This was my time now, and I did not want to spend it cooking.
No.
So pizza had to be delivered because I'd had pizza in my head then.
Yeah. Of course.
So yeah, we got pizza. Lovely. But in my defence, I did only eat half of it, and I had the rest.
Half of a
pizza.
What size?
Medium.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's yeah, big.
I'm joking. I could smash a large quite easily by myself.
You think you'd eat the whole one?
A whole large?
In one go?
Yeah, I've done that loads loads of times.
A large to yourself?
A large pizza. That's not even a challenge.
Oh, God.
Are you joking?
I'm not.
Oh, my God. I thought I knew you. I thought I knew you both.
What would you have on it?
Pepperoni.
Right, yeah, that would be my choice too.
Yeah.
Would you have any sides?
No. Although just, we had the waffle chips as a side.
So when
time.
She says no, she means yes.
I wouldn't have a side with a large pizza.
Okay, fine.
I would just have the large pizza.
Yeah, no, because that would be greedy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Large, he's a family pizza.
Look, do not see the problem.
Okay, yeah. Well.
But I didn't have a large pizza. No, just had sure. Had half of it.
In my head, you did though now.
Okay, that's fine.
So you've been on scales.
Been on the scales, so I wasn't really sure.
After limp balls,
yeah, I'd had a few of them on Sunday.
After cheesy chips.
So because, again, like I said, we all eat as a family on a weekend. We have dinner quite early, about 4 o'clock, because obviously Ethan goes to bed quite early. So then by about 8 o'clock, me and my boyfriend are starving.
Oh, well, I can imagine.
Essentially, we're like ready for another meal. And we're like, oh, what's cheap that's not going to, you know, cost loads? Well, cheesy chips. So off he went, bless him, and came back with some cheesy chips for us, which is lovely.
Really great.
So yeah, ate them and then stepped on the scales.
Great. And?
I've maintained.
Have you?
Yeah, wow. Which is great. I'm so pleased I've maintained.
Yeah.
But then also a little bit annoyed, because if I hadn't have eaten all of that stuff all weekend.
Yeah, you could have shifted to 2 or 3.
I think I would have done, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had a really good week last week up until Friday night pizza.
Well, that's helped you maintain, though.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that.
So if we think about target weight, you could have a week like that every week where you were just good for a few days and then smashed a massive pizza.
And cheesy chips.
Cheesy chips and limp balls. And you'd still maintain.
Oh, great time.
And yeah. And those of you who are at target now and tell us all the time it's harder to stay at target, don't look like it to me. Don't look like it to me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but we have got a week off now, haven't we?
Yes.
And
well, I'm on holiday. You can continue to diet if you want.
Shall I tell you what I had for my breakfast today?
Oh, God, okay.
Before recording.
Yeah.
Went to Annie's.
The burger place?
Yeah. I had a burger for my breakfast.
Fuck off.
Well, they didn't actually do breakfast. I thought they did breakfast.
I
did go with every intention. I went with my friend and... She opened the door and she said, because we got there for when it opened, obviously.
What time is that?
6 a.m.
11 o'clock. And she said, oh, we're just doing burgers. And I was like, well, we're freaking here now, aren't we? So we'll just have a burger. But that was the first thing that
did
I
did. Did they do a breakfast burger?
I think they do something similar. There's like waffles, pancakes or something. But yeah, so I had a burger with curly fries.
Fucking hell, wow.
At 11 a.m.
But you know what's great though? Because usually we record this and I'm starving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so full. I'm really content right now.
Are you?
Yeah. I nearly had a rum as well, but I thought that'd be pushing it. Breakfast rum.
We definitely need to do a piss recording one day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe not. Well done.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm honestly happy with that. That's
really
fine.
Well done. And with me being away next week, what's your aim?
Well, I'm at a spa when you're away.
Oh, of course.
So when we're usually recording,
that's
will
health,
be.
That's health, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if the afternoon tea we've booked is health.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But yeah, the swimming and sweating out in the sauna will
it's
be.
Fine.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay.
I'm just going to carry on. And if a pizza happens to be ordered on a Friday evening, because I've forgotten.
So seems like you can do that.
I can do that.
Well done.
Thanks.
Have you had the kind of week that Victoria's had? But you actually need an excuse at your slimming club. Here is our excuse of the week. Jen Juggles says, my excuse of the week is adverts. I'm trying to watch Married at First Sight, but there are so many bloody boring adverts. I need to get up for a snack with every break.
Wow, that's a lot of snacks.
It really is,
like
isn't
every
it?
15 minutes, aren't they, adverts?
Oh, God, each time a Kit Kat.
Oh, lovely.
Well done.
Yeah.
Just a note, please don't skip the ads you hear on this podcast, though, because, you know, that's money in our pocket.
Sure.
So
yeah,
please listen to them all and contribute
right
to all of those companies.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Please do. Yeah,
spend money and tell them you heard it from the Secret World of Slimming Clubs. Thanks. Yeah.
Keep your excuses coming in. You could be featured in a future episode. And don't forget, we've got more for you than just this episode as well. There's over 180 bonus episodes called Extra Portions. That's if you sign up to our Patreon page. And remember what the bonus is in March. It's our I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker. which you get free as part of your membership if you join in the month of March. You also get weight loss certificates. You get a special gain certificate as well if you've had a good holiday. That's what I'm aiming for. And talking of gain certificates, we have had a message from Liam Bastable.
Oh, Liam, Liam, Liam.
Here we go.
Well, producer Paul, I hope you've got that fucking game certificate ready. Weighed in on the 24th of February. Just weighed in now, today, 6th of March. 20.5 pounds per on. Fucking Benidorm destroyed me. Knew I should have drunk Bud Light.
Jesus.
Wow.
20.5 pounds on in Benidorm.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Does that deserve a gain certificate?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, it does.
Paul?
Yeah, I've not made them yet.
Yeah,
are you joking?
I'm on about the 8th draft. I just don't like any of them yet.
What do you mean you don't like them? Put them out to the group.
Yes,
no. Come on.
No, there's more than you on this podcast.
Yeah, but I'm the design department.
Oh my God, how close are we to getting them? Because I'm going on holiday, and Liam's been on holiday.
Well, I haven't got to record with you two jokers next week, have I? Because you're on holiday. Oh, so
well, there you go. You've got plenty of time.
Well. Plenty is overstating it because I'm a very busy man. But
well, you've got nothing to do with the podcast next week.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Okay, fine. I'll do it next week.
Fine. Thank you. So, Liam, we will be sending you are the first person to get a gain certificate.
Great.
And that is the sort of joy. It's 20 pounders. If you come back off holiday and you've put a 2 or 3 on, I don't think that's worthy.
I think anything more than 5... Is that about?
Well, let's just, because it depends on the holiday and how long you've been away. We'll have to take every one into consideration.
Yep.
But we cannot turn down a 20.5 pound Benidorm trip.
Wow.
Well done, Liam. Really, really well done.
Good work.
Weight loss certificates, because actually that's what we're really here for. They go to these wonderful Patreon members.
Yeah, we've got Tree Herbert and Lisa Coop have lost 0.5 stone.
Well done.
And Trisha has lost 1.5 stones.
Stone and a half.
Great.
Because of this podcast.
Great.
I'm assuming. Well done. There's a £100 draw each month if you're a Patreon member as well. This month's £100 giveaway is tonight. If you are listening on Thursday, the 14th of March, you just got to join up before 7 o'clock and you are in the live Instagram draw. You don't have to join us live if you're busy, but we'd love you to if you're not. But you will see, there will be a recording of who we pick. So yep. We ain't running anywhere. We want to give you the prize. If you're a Patreon member, that is your ticket in. And remember, if you join this month and immediately you get your I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker, it's just £4 a month. We're in the Patreon app, or go to patreon.com/secretslimpods.
My favourite part of all of this is actually seeing those stickers on the Slimming World books.
Me too.
I just love it.
I'm not ballsy enough to put one on my actual book.
I love it. Keep them coming.
People do put them on the Slimming World books,
yeah.
Hand them over
yeah,
to their consultant.
Yeah, I love it. Great.
Oh,
I'd get
God.
It on as a badge and wear it with yeah. honour.
All right, let's get some of your Slimming Club messages.
Helena says, after a mahoosive trip to Cyprus, I am paying into the yacht fund from next Saturday.
Joining Slimming World.
I lost 5.5 stone for my 40th 17 years ago, and it's taken all that time to regain it all.
That's not bad.
But 0.5 stone. So she's done well.
Okay.
And she says that she'll take that as a win.
Take yeah. it. As a, absolutely take
Great.
That as a win.
Totally.
It didn't take me that long to put all mine back on. 3 weeks, I think. Amy says, I'm at a slimming group right now, and there is a lady that has had 2 tickets pulled out of the raffle and she took both prizes. The atmosphere went very icy.
Yeah, but that's fine. She's paid into that.
Oh, are you on that side?
Yeah, but why
What's the
be?
Etiquette then? Is it you got to put one back in the pot?
Paul,
or?
I've never known 2 raffle prizes.
Yeah,
I
usually
don't,
it's
I'm not
one.
At a group where there's 2 raffle
yeah,
prizes.
Usually
sometimes,
one.
If the Slimmer of the Week has gone home, they raffle off the Slimmer of the Week basket. Mm. But what they do is we get a strip of like 5 tickets. Oh, I suppose we could win twice. I don't think we've ever had it. Because,
but,
mark my words, I would have had a real long think about it. I don't know.
But you've paid into it. You've paid for those 2 tickets.
Yes.
So why would you not?
I don't know.
Take
it feels
prize?
Wrong. It feels
no,
wrong.
No, I think you've paid for it. You've won it fair and square.
I kind of understand what you're saying. I do, because I've been at raffles before where I've drawn out my own ticket and still taken the prize and got booed off. But guys, again, my attitude was the same as you. Well, I paid the you took
right,
the fucking
it's like
money.
There was uproar with this comment, and I do not understand
yeah,
why.
Yeah, there was a lot of uproar.
I've not experienced it at a slimming club, but we used to go to the Catholic club near me, which is just like a drinking social club, and they used to do raffle, like a meat raffle or something.
Oh, nice.
And you know if a non-member ever won one.
100%.
It would nearly kick off in there.
We went to bingo, me and my radio partner, and we were there for a promotion, so we were paid to be there, and then they let us play bingo as non-members, and we both fucking won.
No way!
And I am telling you now, we gained no radio listeners that day. Not one. It did us absolutely zero good.
But it did your bank account well.
Loved it. I think one of the greatest nights. But we were not loved as we walked out.
Do you know what?
There.
It doesn't matter.
So anyway, Amy, we think good for her.
Yeah, sure.
We think good for her.
Yeah. Nicholas says, dilemma. I rejoined Yacht Club yesterday for the 857th time. And today a lovely friend gave me a box of salted caramel limp balls.
Oh, okay.
What to do? A, eat them all tonight to get rid of them.
Okay, yes.
B, try and eat a few a day and count them. Or C, give them away as soon as possible.
Right, don't give them away.
No.
When you're joining a slimming club, you've got to, especially these first early weeks, you've got to start as you mean to go on. And you've got to live in a world where you can have a limp ball and sin it at Slimming World
yeah.
or count your points on Weight Watchers. You have to live in a world. So this is your training time. Okay. This is the first few weeks are training. So you have one a night.
Yeah, I got some, obviously, on Sunday.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Yeah, I've just been having a couple a night.
Yeah.
To make them last.
Oh, well done. It's only Tuesday.
I knew that was coming. I knew you're what right. you were going to
yeah,
say.
So you've done it twice.
But
well
that's
done.
Really good.
Yes,
do you not
it is
think?
Good. It is good. Because they're so bloody Moorish.
Yeah, but they are a bit sickly, though.
The salted caramel ones, I grant you.
Well, mine are the strawberry ones.
Oh,
I don't. I've never even had them. I like the sound of them.
Yeah, they're lovely. I do like strawberry chocolates.
Same.
Right up my street.
Oh, well then, well done all.
Thank you.
Claire says, I had my first ever colon hydrotherapy treatment on Monday, and I was told that some people lose up to 10 pounds after having it.
Okay.
I did not do this for the weight loss, but I was quite excited about this morning's weigh-in because I've been inside my calories every day. I've walked 9K daily, plus I had to eat clean and do a lemon juice detox the day before the treatment. I put on half a pound.
Oh, no.
My body is so weird. Fucking hell. I'd have lost my mind.
Okay, I'm going to just put this out there.
I would have lost my shit.
What was that she's had done?
Colon hydrotherapy treatment. I mean,
is it like a cleanse? Some kind.
Oh, I was thinking something involving a jet wash.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, clean it out.
Yeah.
Clean out the colon.
Okay.
With water. But so what you do, I won't tell you.
Just the fact it says treatment. Like, what's the treat?
Why would you need that doing, though? I don't understand.
She had a spa, some sort of spa scent up there. I don't know.
Speaking of spas, how was your spa day?
Yeah, I was with Claire.
Okay, shall we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, Sarah says, shout out for the golden Weight Watchers lasses and lads. You get gold at Target and are free for classes, but you still have to pay for the app.
Okay.
I'm aiming for my fifth year under Target.
Wow.
I lost 41.5 pounds to get there in the first place.
That's good. That's different then to Weight Watchers because we were talking about Diamond members, weren't we?
Oh, Slimming World.
Yeah, for Slimming World. And it is different because I think a Diamond member, you have to stay in your Target zone.
Yeah.
Forever. The minute you come out of it.
I'd be annoyed having to pay for the app, though.
Yeah, me too. I'd be well pissy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have it.
I wouldn't. I don't need the app. Don't know, I've got a book. I can write. Lee Faye Kathleen says, is there any better feeling than going for a big poo before weighing? I don't think there is. Sorry, not sorry. I agree.
Yeah, no, there really isn't.
All right.
There isn't, because you know that you're empty then.
You really know that you've had a go at shifting this week. You do, Paul.
What if I set up a colon hydrotherapy centre right next to Slimming World Group?
I think you...
I'd be a millionaire.
I genuinely think you might be.
I'll go the other side and be the fast food fan. We'll make a killing.
All right. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. If you are a Patreon member, you will choose which sticker you get. It's up to you. Just any of the stickers we've got. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on our socials at Secret Slim Pod on all the socials. Plus, of course, there's the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook, where we have a little old chat every single day. So nip on there.
Yeah, lots of memes on there as well, which do make me
laugh out loud.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's get our next update, and it's from me.
I, this week, have been weighed at a different group because of my work shifts. This is my last weigh-in before an all-inclusive holiday. Do you know what I've done to try and help myself this week? Is we've got food in the fridge. And I said to Matt, before we go on holiday, we're not throwing any food away. So the healthy, good stuff that we've got in, we want to eat before we go away. I say we, I. So it gives us half a bloody chance, right? Another thing I've been trying this week is the tell yourself when you can next eat diet. So... for example, I've had my breakfast at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I say to myself, you can't have anything else now till 2. I wonder if I'll get to the stage where I'm doing a mat. We went out for tea. I had steak and veg and no potatoes. He had Hunter's chicken and chips, and left the chips.
What?
Just wasn't hungry. Left the in a pub. Listen to this. In a freaking pub, he just left the chips. Like it was fine. Oh, What?
God.
That ludicrous.
That's crazy
talk. When we were walking to the pub, he said, oh, come on, let's get there quickly. I'm starving. And his starving was, he had
chicken.
A pint of cider.
Oh, it'd be the cider
and,
then.
Yeah, and then he had a bit of Hunter's chicken.
Did he not even eat the whole chicken?
But they're not big, are they?
No.
Not pub portions.
That'd be the fizz.
Yeah, maybe.
Him out.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, but still.
You'd force them down,
I've got
though.
Chips in front of me. I'm eating them.
I know, of course you are. Even if you've stuffed.
Yeah.
You just pick at them.
Yeah, exactly.
And I had some little pot of beef dripping gravy.
Oh, lovely.
Fucking hell, it's so good. Mm. I had a pot of that, and once I'd done my meal, there was still some left, and I said, do you want these to dip your chips in? Ah, oh, nah. Oh, and you go, what? I don't know what you mean, no. What does that mean?
I don't think I've ever said no to food.
I mean, I've definitely said no to food, but not chips in a pub when you're just having a nice night and you're drinking.
When I've just got the plate in front of me, I'm just going to eat it till it's gone.
What,
even if I'm not really enjoying it.
I agree.
Wow.
It's so crazy.
I mean, I had a basket of curly fries as discussed today, and I probably could have stopped at halfway, but they were there in front of me.
Mm. Yeah.
So I ate them all.
Of course.
It's politeness too, isn't it? You've got to... I know. I don't know who the hell
did
I'm
you,
living
Did you
with.
Finish the chips then?
No, I didn't have them.
Oh.
But we were with friends and I didn't want to appear like a fucking greedy cow. I was trying, I was like, oh no, I'm dieting, guys. So I'm just going to have the steak and salad.
With beef dripping gravy.
With beef dripping gravy. Yeah, that was my, and a glass of wine, obviously.
Oh. Balance.
Yeah, so I didn't, you know.
That's
if it
crazy.
Was just Matt and I, I'd have absolutely wolfed them down. But I'll tell you what else I did this week that's not on that update. You know, I spoke about at my local Chinese takeaway. There is
oh, yes.
The diet.
Oh, have you had one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did. I had it yesterday.
Okay, and?
It's fucking horrible.
Oh, no.
It looks nice.
Okay.
So I did an Insta story and actually it did look nice.
Mm.
But it just doesn't, there's nothing.
Is there no sauce in it then?
No, there's some things in it. I don't know what it was, but they say no oil, no, they don't fry anything.
What is it, just boiled rice and veg then?
Yeah, but there was a sauce on the veg. I don't know what it was, but it was not, don't do it. Just get a nice tasty version and sin it, calorie count it, point it, whatever you do.
Well, thank you for taking one for the team.
Thank you.
We were interested in that.
Yeah, because I actually did think that when you told us about it last week, I was thinking that's probably okay still.
I agree.
Like, boiled rice, definitely not as good as fried rice, but
yeah.
still
you mix feel it like, in, yeah,
yeah, it'd still be enjoyable.
I felt that if I'd have done it all myself and done my own chicken and veg and bit of soy sauce and all that, it would have been better.
Wow.
So luckily, I anticipated it being shit and I did order myself some chips. So I've just in case.
Oh, and could have had the ones from the pub.
And thank God. Thank God I did, because otherwise I would not have had a meal.
Oh, my God.
Great foresight by you there,
thank
Jo.
You, darling. Thank you. But I did. I took one for the team.
Wow.
I won't be doing it again.
Did Matt even eat his, or was he not bothered?
He just has crispy fried Szechuan, deep fried beef.
Is that
oh,
it?
Yeah, good.
I mean,
yeah,
that is just, good, but
yeah, that's all he has.
Oh, he is a child.
I know. And you know, you get free prawn crackers.
Yeah.
We don't even bother getting them anymore. Because
oh.
I sometimes get them and think, oh, he'll have those.
He never does.
And he just doesn't have them.
It must be quite cheap to go out with him. Because he doesn't...
Yeah, he does like a fancy cocktail, let me tell you.
Okay.
So price-wise...
Oh, they are expensive.
Yeah, not so much. Anyway, I've been to another group and I've got weighed.
Yes, okay.
And as we all know, the scales in other groups, they do not match your original group.
Okay.
Which is why I've put on a pound
this
week, which is not a disaster.
It's fine.
But no, it's not fine, Victoria.
But you're going on holiday?
Yes,
now.
I am going on holiday.
So are you dieting up until holiday? Or?
You are going to be shocked to hear that I don't have much appetite at the moment.
Why?
I don't know. You know, like I've gone off crisps.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's wrong with my body.
Oh.
So I've not got much appetite. So like I said to my sister, I should really make the most of not having much appetite.
You still managed to gain a pound as well. I mean, I'm not...
I know.
Not, you know.
Well, I know. Exactly. Mm. And you wait till you get to my fucking age. Do you want me to start that again?
No.
Happy to. Okay, let's move on. I've put a pound on. Happy holidays. This year, we've decided we want to celebrate your NSVs, your non-scale victories. Let's all love ourselves. Let's all appreciate the other things that happen that are not just a number on the scales. Today, it's from Laura Ann.
Yeah, she says, last year, I went to see Kelsey Ballerini, a country music artist. I think that's right, if it isn't. I got myself two tops in XL and they didn't fit. She released a new top and I could only get in a large. Roll on a year later and I fit in all of them, including the large.
Yes.
Next week, I'm off to country music festival in London for 3 days. And I'll be wearing double denim, flared trousers and a short dress with cowboy boots instead of frumpy long dresses.
That's giving me goosebumps, that.
The weight is coming off slowly, but my confidence has been gaining by the ton. Just remember to love yourself, guys, because no one can ever be you.
That's really nice.
It's true, isn't
That's
it? Great.
I love it. The best thing is, even better than the numbers on the scale, is fitting into something that you know did not fit you.
Yeah. And just looking at yourself.
It's such a joy. Yeah, good for you. Well done.
Yeah, love that.
Well done. Right, before we get our final message, let's find out how producer Paul has done this week.
So I had my first spa trip.
Did you love it?
On Friday. Did love it.
Was there anything colon based?
No, there was no colon action going on.
Okay, fine.
No.
Needed to check.
Did you?
So I've had a 4-day weekend. We're recording today on Tuesday. This is my first day back at work.
Oh, is it? You were off yesterday as well?
Since Thursday, yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had 3-course meal at Eden Hall Day Spa.
Oh, nice.
Then came home, I had a curry.
Oh,
God, okay.
And then on the Friday, I messaged you guys, you know, so my wife has made this incredible gluten-free cookie pie
made by
Becky XL on socials, who's like a gluten-free baker.
It was the first thing I saw when I woke up that morning, was that cookie pie.
It is a 10 out of 10, let me tell you. It is a base of cookie, chocolate ganache, and caramel, I think my wife put in as well, in the centre, and then cookie top. So it is a cookie pie.
That would have been much easier to transport home than a 15, 12 layer cake.
Yeah, tell her. Yeah.
There's no way I'm sharing this. So not only that, my son comes back from school and he never normally, if it says gluten free, he's like, nah, get it away from me. Give me the gluten.
Good lad.
Sensible.
He had this and he's like, that is amazing. So by the end of Friday, we were down to a quarter of this pie.
Oh my God.
Let me just show
you. A bit left out of that whole pie.
Yeah, let me just show you this, guys. Oh, look. There's a quarter, and then there's with me with another cookie pie. She made another on Saturday.
Oh, God!
You went through two cookie pies?
Two cookie pies. Well, I mean, there's still a little bit left, but that will be dealt with tonight.
I know what you're thinking.
But rude, you didn't bring that in.
It really is rude.
There's no spare. I'm not sharing.
Get her to make another one then.
Yes.
No chance. What's
She's our personal baker. I don't know what the problem is.
Oh my God, Paul.
You know,
so
those
this is very calorific week for you.
Oh yeah.
You know those 3 pounds I lost last week?
Have you doubled them?
I've put them back on this week.
Yeah, love it.
Yep.
I mean, that's actually not bad. Considering how much you've had over a 4-day weekend.
Well, I'm thrilled because I was expecting him to say, oh, so I only maintained, you know, like you say, Victoria.
I was going to say, but that's fine. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 pounds. Yeah, so that's annoying.
No, it's not annoying.
Look what you've eaten.
Did you do any swimming on Friday to burn any of it off?
Did a little bit of swimming, yeah. I was mainly hot tub based, you know.
Not really
that's
swimming.
Not really swimming.
I mean, sweating it out.
I was floating, you know.
Were you pissed off?
Yeah.
No,
even though you've eaten
all my good work that I've done to lose that £3.
Two cookie pies.
Yeah, it was so good.
God, I'm so jealous.
Oh, yeah,
We need to wrap up this recording. I need to get back and have that last slice.
Yeah, but what time do you swim home from school to get his pie? Okay, let's get some last messages from you guys.
Rhiannon says, oh my God, I'm just listening to the latest podcast about the husband who ate half a Freddo.
Still think about that.
My mum only ate half a fun size Mars bar once.
Fuck off.
I couldn't believe it.
Half? Do you not have a fun size in one go?
Yeah, you'd have two. Yeah. On each side, like a hamster. I can confirm I've never done that. fun size, that's teeny tiny. So
oh, yeah, crazy. Thanks. I'll just have half a Maltese or I'll save the
that
rest
is
for
like
later.
That. That's crazy.
Do you think we'll ever get to a life where that is enough for us?
No, Joe, I don't want to live that life.
I don't want to live that life, you're right. Natalie says, I've just listened to the Fun Size podcast with the woman who lost weight and offered her friend the clothes that didn't fit anymore. My mother-in-law, before she retired, gave me a bin bag full of clothes, proudly exclaiming that as she's lost weight, they were too big on her. And as I'd put a little weight on, I might make use of them. I accepted them with the grace they were meant to be given in and promptly rejoined Fat Club. Oh, Natalie, I feel for you, darling.
Sarah says, I just had a chuckle to myself looking at my bank statements. There is a payment at the yacht club, which I know was for raffle tickets and hi-fi bars, immediately followed by a transaction for the local bakers. And that sums up my diet.
Really great. Really good. Well done. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In A Gain sticker. Right, our slimmer of the week this week.
Well, no one's lost weight this week.
Oh, so that's only the second time this year that's happened.
I mean, I was closest.
Against the odds.
I mean, Victoria should get it by default, I suppose.
Yeah, by default.
You didn't lose weight.
So. Yeah, I didn't gain it.
We need a sash that says Slimmer of the Week by default.
Yeah. Slimmer of the Week, asterisk.
Whatever, I've still got it.
Well done, love. We will be back on Monday for Patreon members, then back here on Tuesday, and then we have a week off. So apologies for that. It is a good excuse to binge our Patreon bonus episodes though.
Lots on there.
Just sign up, binge them all.
Yeah, and then we'll be back.
So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.